Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, or morning if you're on the West Coast. We want to welcome you to the Optimize My Life show, sponsored by the Hope Collection, as the introduction just described. And we're so excited to have you with us. We're glad you're here. We're going to be sharing and exploring today the great aspects of being a proud American and growing forward. And in doing that, we get to recognize someone who has literally flown and paid the price. And when I say that, I understand that he's flown, I guess, an excessive miles that he'd gone to the moon and back without the rocket ship, because he's a pilot. Not only that, was a darn good pilot, as they say in the service. And so today I want to welcome my friend, a hero, the Lieutenant Colonel, retired Rear Admiral, Rear Admiral, Len Cain. How are you today, sir?
Well, better now than ever, because I'm here with you, my friend, Mr. Ron Clayton, head of the Hope Collection. God bless you, Ron. Keep up your great work. And what's going on here with the Golden Rule Society charity? Ladies and gentlemen, we have been doing this charity work for over a half of a century. That's kind of nice because the latter part of June this year, we had the golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. That kind of nice thing. But anyway, welcome aboard. And as I always jokingly say, welcome to the radio show. Now watch my lips. And, of course, everybody laughs because that's kind of funny. This is a radio show. But the point I want to make is I got your attention, and here's the point. We're not selling anything. Our Golden Rule Society charity has been helping children, churches, charities nationwide, worldwide for all these many years, and we're all non-paid volunteers. So people say, well, oh, okay. Is it okay to make a donation? Well, sure, that's fine. But what we do when we get a donation, what we get, we give. I mean, we pay for our electrical bill and that sort of stuff. But nobody's getting paid and no salaries and all that sort of stuff. But that's the nice thing because we're doing it from the heart, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what we're trying to do to help make it a better world. Now, I have a number of gifts for you. During the show, I'm going to be going them one at a time. So what I would invite you to do is get yourself a piece of paper and a nice pen, pencil, whatever you have, and take down the information that I'm going to give you. First thing I'm going to tell you is that we have a website for the Golden Rule Society. And here you want to write this down. And you know how it goes, www.goldenrulesociety. No spaces in there, all one word, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. That means we're simply in California, we're a recognized charitable, contributional type of organization. We're not only nationwide, we're worldwide. So that's what we've been doing to help make it a better world, and that's what we're going to do today with you. So, Ron, as always, it's just nice to be here. I've got people going to be going to the website when they get a chance, and I'm going to list all the opportunities and the gifts for you. And that's the nice part about it. So, Ron, I'm going to take just a sip of my coffee and turn it back over to you to let people know what wonderful things you're doing as a senior advisor to the Golden Rule Society. We only have 24 of those, ladies and gentlemen, all wonderful people who are just giving of their time and their talents, and collectively, synergistically, if you want to call it that, it strengthens the positive aspect that we have to make it a better world. Ron, over to you. Sip my coffee, and I'm ready to rock and roll with you, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Len. Thank you again. And we do want to welcome you and thank you for joining us today. And Leonard mentioned just one of the incredible connections or support organizations that the Golden Rule Society has brought to every HOPE member. You can become a member of HOPE or Golden Rule Society for free. Just got to register. So that and then if you want, you can approve us to be able to send you messages. We're not sending you solicitations. We're sending you messages. And so we want you to know that we're here to serve. And what Len was saying, and when we talk the word serve, I got by Len, you got someone's got to mute your phone. I know it's Mary's. I'm going to mute her phone. No, I guess it's Len's phone. Anyway, guys, I want to talk to you about Intiva Health. It's an incredible medical organization. It has made world strides like you wouldn't believe in the last 10 years of its existence. Started by, I'll let Len tell the story of how the organization Intiva came about. But understand this. This is a formidable force of medical help and good in the world available to you. You know, you hear about good things and big companies that can do things. Well, guys, you can go online and go to IntivaHealth.com, and you can find out about an organization that has I'll share one service with you. I find it to be incredible. There's a high level of people that go to the hospital that have treatments, and they're given prescription drugs to help solve and serve and get them better. But most of the time, those have not been retested with the individual. And so there are a lot of people that go in the hospital and get sicker. Some die. And, you know, why do you prevent that? Well, you know, the great thing is we have today is Intiva Health has a genetics test. Take a swab, you call for it, and they send you a swab, and they send it to their labs and tests and everything. What comes out is a report for you to give to your doctor, your primary, and it will tell the primary, who can tell all your doctors, what the pharmaceuticals are compatible with your life, your whole being, your health. And so we can help prevent you from having a bad reaction from a medication meant to do well, but it wasn't tested in your body. I can't tell you how many times I have a sister who now 4 times has come, almost died in the hospital because she has MS, so she's got a lot of side issues that come to play when they go to do things on her and make her healthier. But guys, I want you to listen up. Take advantage of Intiva Health. That test, you may be able to get it covered by your insurance. If not, I will tell you, I looked it up. It's $150. You know, it's worth it to have that kind of security and to get a report in writing that you present to your doctors so that they don't make mistakes and give you what's wrong but can give you all what's good for you. I'm real excited about that. Now, there's a lot of excitement in the air about gummy bear vitamins and food supplements and prescriptions, and it's revolutionary. Right now, it's the hottest, fastest-growing methodology of delivering either a vitamin, food supplement, prescription drug. It's number one in the world. And the growth of it is capable. Well, it turns out that Intiva Health has the largest organic pharmaceutical-grade manufacturing facility in the world. And their location is in Phoenix for the plant. And right now, they started out doing about $1 million of business a month. They're now doing three and growing. And they are the number one supplier. Look, if you go buy any products from CVS or Whole Foods, well, they've contracted to get their product from Jiva Health. I know, happen to know those are limited. Those are documented facilities that are using programs that are using the Jiva Health manufactured gummy bear solution they make the gummy bears out of. And so I can just tell you, we're affecting people's lives. You can become, when you become a member of the Hope Collection or Optimize Your Life, you literally are getting this company at your access to be able to help you in your health. And they have more sort of things. Rick, Glenn Kane can tell you more about what they do, but I'm really proud. We promote them all the time. And I'm so excited because the quality, integrity of this organization is cutting edge. Are you back, Len?
Oh, yes. Standing by, enjoying your presentation, because, ladies and gentlemen, the Jiva Health Program, I can give you a little history on this. One of the senior advisors that we have in the Golden Rule Society, dear friend, he was a Marine in combat on the ground over there in Vietnam, when I was a Navy fighter pilot, flying above the ground, obviously, in Vietnam, two combat deployments. But we met each other later on after the war, and he's a wonderful man, just a terrific. And what he did, his name is Jim Kyle, wonderful man. He's one of our senior advisors as well. And just terrific work that he's doing. He's now at the good old, excuse me. But anyway, he's a, the point I'm trying to make is he has a friend by the name of Alexander Candelario. He's a retired Marine, medically retired. He was injured in combat. Well, Jim Kyle introduced me to him, and what was doing, he was retired, Mr. Candelario, retired from the Marines, and he was going to college in Texas, and technology-wise, he's a pretty sharp individual. And what he did, he put together this Jiva program, which has turned out to be the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry. So I became partners and with Mr. Alexander Candelario and also with Mr. Jim Kyle. But the point is, they're part of the team. There are two dozen of us. And it's just marvelous to be and fun to be around these people because they've always got good ideas and suggestions helping others, and that's why we're here. We're here to serve. The nice part about it is, with the program that Mr. Candelario has put together, again number one in the world, helping people. And I give you a simple example how this goes. A friend of mine talked to me. We're from Coronado, California, right now. I'm just across the bridge from San Diego, California. And this gentleman said, hey, Len, let me tell you something. I've got the cure to cancer. Wow. I said, that's interesting. Tell me more. He says, oh, yeah, this is really terrific. I said, what I have to do is I introduced him to the Jiva program down in Texas. And he got to talk to one of his scientists and doctors and nurses and all the wonderful people that they have there. And they listened to him. And then he told them their story, how he can cure cancer. And they said, Charlie, I want to let you know something. That has been tried so many times, it doesn't work. You're wasting your time. Now, he didn't mean to put Charlie down, but what he wanted to do is invite him to join the organization that are working on the cure for cancer. We get a better group working on it. You're going to get a solution much faster than just individuals working by themselves. And that's the idea, one of the good things about the Intiba Health Program. So there it goes. And what I'm saying is, just living on reputation, we're going to find a cure for cancer a lot faster this way than just having individuals here, there, and everywhere saying, okay, I'll do this. But why waste your time doing things that have not, don't work? That's the main theme of the synergy, working together. And that's what you have in Intiba Health. Now, what you can do, if you'd like, and this is another example, an individual was telling me that, Len, I've got such pains in my back, and here, and the doctor, he's giving me the ABC pills, and they're not working. What I'm going to do something, because this painful living is not worth it. I said, okay, let's introduce. So we went and talked to the good people in Intiba Health. Now they're in Texas, and they said, well, let me see. Let me look at it. So that the doctor and whoever they worked with said, oh, Mr. Jones, don't take the ABC pills. Take the XYZ pills. And I don't know what I'm talking about, but you get the, this is just an example. So this buddy of mine did it, and I don't know how long it took. Maybe it does it a week at the most. He called me and said, Len, I'm pain-free just because I'm taking the proper medicine. And I'm just happy for him because he's a nice man with a family and a job and all this good stuff. But that's the point. Working through and with Intiba Health, and you know how to get there. Easy thing. When you go to the Golden Rule Society, .org, it opens up and you'll see all the good things that are available to you. These are the gifts. And that's the nice part of it. And you'll see Intiba Health. You'll click on it and see all that's available. Why not? Why waste your time doing other things or suffering for other reasons? And the metaphor is madness. Don't do that. Work with the Golden Rule Society charity. And when you get there on the charity that I mentioned, you'll find that there's another gay, nice thing that's in the list of gifts, and it is Hope for You. And the president of Hope Collective right now, Mr. Ron Clayton, he's running this show today, and he does it on every day. But the thing is, the Hope for You is an organization that the opportunities available for you and yours virtually unlimited. So many good things are happening in the Hope Collection. And what you talk about a small world. The organization was founded by a dear, dear friend of mine, and just I get emotional every time I think about it. He was going to college at Mansfield University, and he was going to college with my high school football coach. Isn't that interesting? And we got to meet a little bit later, but the nice part about it, he is the founder. Wonderful, wonderful man. Sadly, about 2 years ago, he passed away, died of cancer. And his name is Joel Gripping. And anyway, we miss him. But the point I'm trying to make is go visit GoldenRuleSociety.org. And you'll see what's there when you go into the Hope for You. And by the way, Mr. Joel Gripping is... his wife's name is Hope. So there you go. That's the nice name, and he's dedicated, and we miss him. So anyway, again, Ron, there's so many items in the Golden Rule Society. The gifts for you. They're wonderful things. And let me tell you about the Golden Rule Societies, how we communicate with people. Because everybody communicates the emails, right? Sure you do. You get them and you send them, and sometimes they're just this. You get an email and say, oh, my goodness, look at this. I have to read all this. But you can change the thing. If you're in business, if you have prospects or suspects, whatever, you want to get your message to the people for anything. You can call family, friends, neighbors. but it's a video email. And to go Rosai, we like to send them out. We send messages out maybe a minute or two. It doesn't take longer. The people who receive the emails from us, they see my smile. They see my personality. They see who I'm looking for. And we can talk about what is very important to them. And we make suggestions. This is what you ought to do. Here's a way to make it better for yourself. And again, I'm not selling anything. But there is a fee for the video emails, but it's so reasonable, and it's so more effective and positive, because people, if you're going to call and tell somebody to your family, hi mom, hi dad, cousins, whatever, they can see you and say, oh hi, wow, gee, it's nice to you're virtually talking to them together, even though you're maybe a half a world away. But that's the nice part, and they see you, and they recognize you, and they really appreciate you. So that's one of the things, and you'll see it. Your video emails, best deal on personal emails ever. So share your kindness, and that's the nice part about it. Because people ask me often, I say, Len, how did you get involved as a charity, Golden Rule Society? And I tell them a little story. I graduated high school. And the next day after graduation, I was off to the Navy. Going to go to boot camp and that sort of stuff, spend my desired years and then get out, go to Penn State, get a degree, and then go to work for IBM. Well, as I was leaving, my mother said to me, Len, and you want to put this in your mind, ladies and gentlemen. My mother said to me, Len, wherever you go, whoever you meet, whatever you do, be kind. Now, those two words, so positive, they're in my heart, in my mind, and my soul. And that's the way I'm living my life, to be kind. And somebody said, well, what's your philosophy? Well, philosophy is easy, too. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And when you share kindness, you know what? It comes back in dozens. And that's the nice part about it. So be sure to go and visit the Intiva Health and, of course, Hope for You. Because what you're going to say, wow, look at this. And while I'm on the road, while you're on the website, this is the one that I kind of really like. It's called a wise traveler. And they said, what's a wise traveler? The nice part about it is we made arrangements with most all the airlines. We got buses and trains and shipboards. If you want to go on a cruise, they offer discounts. Because, as an example, if they've got empty seats on an airplane, they'd rather give a discount and get the people to sitting there and flying with them rather than having flying empty seats around the country. And that's the nice part about it. So I always use this caution. If you're going to go and don't try to get a discount on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or 4th of July or those any holidays. Plan ahead. And if the discount is available, and I have no control of what discount they offer, but they do, and I appreciate it and I thank them. One example is there's a fellow friend here in San Diego area. He said, Len, I got to go to New York City with my wife on a business trip. And he said, I called the organization, the airline, and they said, yes. So let me see, that's $1,000 for the trip. And he says, well, look, I'm a part of the organization with the Golden Rule Society. And part of the organization, he just happens to be a member. Membership is free. There's no pushing, no demands on your time or your talent. But the guy from the airline says, okay, wait a minute. And he said, that will be only $500 for the round trip. In other words, he saved $500. On an airline trip. And it doesn't expire, because if he wants to go on a trip here, there, and anywhere, he calls and said, here it is, I'd like to go on this, put the golden rules aside. Oh, yeah. Well, we can only give you maybe a 10% discount. Or, sorry, that flight is full, so there are no discounts. So all you have to do is plan ahead if you want to save some money. And that's totally up to you, and it's up to the airlines and the people who are offering the discounts. I don't control them, by the way. Remember, I'm a non-paid volunteer my own self. 51 years non-paid. Busy doing the work of the Lord. I tell people, I'm doing the work of the Lord. He doesn't pay me anything, but I understand his retirement program is out of this world. So you can take that for what it's worth. But ladies and gentlemen, you got to keep going, and you have to share this information with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, or your charity. Tell them, you see, hey, go to goldenrulesociety.org and see all the wonderful opportunities you have that we're making a better world. By the way, I got to tell you about this. On the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2020, we created what I call the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign. Remember, I just told you my mother said, be kind wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet. So this is the kindness campaign. And it's very simple. You want to be a part of it? All you have to do is be kind to others. And with kindness, love, and hope in your heart for peace on this earth, treat others the way you want to be treated. Truthfully, with dignity and respect. Wow. And some people tell me that, you know, that's kind of like the good Lord's most powerful commandment. It's like saying, share the love that I give you with others. How powerful is that? And all you have to do is be kind. That's sharing the love. So that's over to you again. I'm going to take another sip of wine. And water, rather, and some coffee. But, Ron, back over to you, sir, and I'm ready to lay on a few more gifts for all the people and stories. Back over to you, Ron. Thank you. Standing by. Ron, we may have been disconnected. I hope I'm still with it. But that is, I told you about prescription discount program. Now, here's something that a lot of people don't know. You can get, the doctor gives you a prescription. You go to the drugstore and say, here it is. And they say, okay, this is $100. And they say, well, Len Cain of the Golden Rule Society, there's a prescription discount program. You go to the drugstore, they're part of the program. And this is an organization that put it together and they give discounts. So the druggist said, oh, yeah, that's $100. No, wait a minute. You're telling me that the prescription discount program, yeah, we're part of that. So we're going to give you a discount. Now, instead of $100, it's $75 or whatever it is. I have no control. But you got to take part. Well, you have to ask. That's really something, isn't it? You're going to get it. And that's what it's for. And again, Ron, are you still with me, sir?
Sure am. And
okay,
we're listening
fine.
Here. I just love to hear your story.
Back over for you.
Take a
break. Over to you, Ron.
You know
standing
what? We
by.
Have some other folks on the, we have some other folks on the show today, Len. And maybe they'd like to say hello. And first of all, I would like to take a moment and shout out to Country Boy. He's had an unfortunate incident. I saw pictures, if you haven't seen them, that were broadcast. He had a huge tree, I mean a huge tree, lifted up out of the ground and landed right on top of, right on the crushed house. And then on top of that, obviously had to move out of the house. And in doing so, he got robbed. And on everybody on the call, if you have any way that, you know, we're not sure how we can help him and what he'd like us to do for him, but I know he won't ask. But I'm saying to everybody, maybe there's something, Country Boy, is there something or anything in particular that we can do? You're in our prayers. Certainly you're hell, you aren't hurt, and we're thankful for that. But we also know you're hurting, and we want you to know that we care, but we want to go beyond care if we can. Can you say hello?
Are you with us, Brad?
Country Boy. I don't know why his phone is. I have his microphone on. I don't know how why he's having trouble reaching us, hearing us. But if anybody would like to give a holler to us, my phone number is 716-908-2300. If anybody has anything in particular ideas, I'm reaching out to Brad to have him give us a call or talk to us about what's going on, and if he can hear us, say hello, Country Boy. Well, again, we'll just say, Heavenly Father, please protect him and help him and Diane as they recover from this accident, and that you put in their way solutions and revolutions of things that happened to improve your lovingness and your caring, that needs that he has that you would provide for or provide the connection to have happen. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I didn't hear about Mr. Brad Dorsey's accident. I'm going to have to give him a call as well.
Absolutely. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. You know, life is so strange where, you know, you're going to be enjoying the knowledge of these great programs and charities and discoveries that's out there, and then, you know, life tends to have other things. Shout out to Country Boy and his family. And one thing I know and learned about Country Boy in a short time is that he will rise. And unfortunately, you know, about the robbery and things like that, that's just, you know, a thief need to watch themselves, because you don't rob from God's people. And so that's just a triple blessing. But he will rise, and he will rise bigger than he did the last time. So, Country Boy, we're, you know, like you said, we're there. I'm in position for prayer and some spiritual support. You have that. To Mr. Lynn Kane. Well, I love when Friday's come around and I get to hear that voice and then be reminded of what a wonderful mother that you had. What an icon of a queen she was to give you such a great gift. And I was just thanking my mother this morning that she had passed from cancer at 41, and one of her philosophies she gave me many, but she also handed down philosophies of being kind and, you know, and always, you know, being, saying hi to people. You know, a great grandmother said, well, did you wave at Mr. So-and-so? You know, she said, well, you have to wave. You know, a dog will wag his tail. So, you know, kindness picks up and like a rolling ball and picks up on a lot of things. And Ron, you're just marvelous. I just wanted to take this opportunity because Mr. Lynn Kane said, you know, go and to the Golden Rule Society website and, you know, pick up these things, see these things. And one of the greatest things for me was to be a community worker, a essential worker, a love for my people. And then when you come across the beautiful, beautiful word and artwork on both on the Hope Foundation website and the Golden Rule Society website, the wording and the communication alone by writing is so powerful. I want to let you gentlemen both know that, for me, you are in a wonderful place for this world change and for the tools that you have to help people in this world change. This is true for listeners that's listening. If you have not gone, this is true. And I am a server who looks for those who serve in truth with kindness, kindness with the truth, because truth is what sets me free. So I read those things, went through them, and I'm just so happy to be in a position, or coming into a position, where I can get further and further connected into the community process of these entities that's out here before us. I want to thank you guys. I mean, you gentlemen, you know, you guys. I say you guys, people, because I do know them personally, so they're my family. So I kind of, you know, a little personal, but, you know, to these wonderful giants that's on the line. I definitely came on to edify them. And Mary, I haven't heard Mary yet, but and Mary, another awesome female entity giant who is like thread and needle to these entities that come together, where she's doing great work, just helping in ways that makes it work. So how giant is that? So I'm in a good place. I hope someone who's listening kind of feel that you're in a good place. So, you know, come on, you know, average people, we're normal, you know, we laugh. This is good. This is a good place. And I want to thank all my friends and Mr. Ron and Miss Linda and Miss Brenda and Rick. I love you guys. And that's just a whole nother level of understanding as far as coming together and finding wealth to help yourself. This is a good place. So to the listeners, this is a good place, and you won't know unless you try it. So with that said, I'm going to pass the mic. I'm going to continue to listen because I enjoy every bit of it. I am a little gone for Country Boy, but I know that he's strong, and he has strong prayers on his side, and we can't wait to hear how you beat the devil up for even trying. So I'm on the line. Thank you guys for letting me talk.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for that message and your spirit that you conveyed. You could sense your presence as you shared your heart here. And I know that Country Boy, I know he's dialed in, and I don't know if he knows that he's on. He must be on hold on his end because we haven't been able to hear from him. And we certainly want to do that.
I'm here, Ryan. I'm here, Ryan. I just had another call.
I hope you heard the message from Kim that she just shared, her heart, her spirit, her love. And, you know, we want you to know that we're here. We haven't heard from you specifically other than little tidbits, but I saw a picture that obviously says a million words. And you and Diane are okay, first of all. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Most certainly. See, what people, Ron, let me, I'll elaborate for about 3 to 5 minutes. Before anybody ever knew me and knew the word Country Boy, my grandmama calls me the spiritual ninja. Y'all hear that? A spiritual ninja. Ninjas, if you know anything about ninjas, they always have missions to accomplish, but they usually do it behind the scene where nobody sees them, but my friend always, before Coca-Cola, always reminds me, even when you think nobody's watching, Lynn Kane, somebody's watching. Why? Because you know if he has his eye on the sparrow, Ron Clayton, you know he's watching over you and Linda. So they say, Country Boy, you talk a lot. Yeah, because I have a lot to say. We're in the information stage. Knowledge is power. And my grandmama, granddaddy speaking now, says, Country Boy, your Fourth Amendment right is you have a right to remain silent, but I choose. Life is nothing but a series of choices that we make. I choose to give up my right to remain silent because everything that I say and everything that I do can be and will be used to bless somebody. In the country where I'm from, they used to tell me, Lynn Kane, no news is good news. But what we happened, we found out that news is not news until they can scare you and frighten you. Did you hear about the kid getting killed? Did you hear about the plane crashing? Did you hear about the people that are fighting and doing this and doing that? News, that's not news. I call news. Oh, I forgot. Let me spell that out for you. N-E-W-S, that you can U-S-E. News that you can use. If you can't say nothing good, you have a right to remain silent. So even when somebody's not speaking, they might be speaking. Let me drop that down for you. Let me explain it this way. When a test is going on, because in order for you to get through, you must go through. But did you notice that if any of y'all ever went to school, that the teacher, God, doesn't speak when the test is going on? That's when he has the right to remain silent, because he gave you everything that you're going to need to do what he's put you purposely here to do in the midst of chaos. So even in the battle of the storm, Ron, I'm trying to see and not just be one of them people that run around quoting Bible scriptures that all things, y'all not listening to me. I said all things work together for the good. How in the world could a house that was given to me, y'all miss me, y'all not listening. The house was given to me as a gift for Father's Day. I built the house for my son 6 years ago, and he gave it back to me. Given, it shall be given back to you. But, oh, I forgot to remind you, country boy, I love what you and Ron Clayton and Lynn Kane and Rick Reese and Queen and all the Hope Foundation is doing, but I'm a jealous God. I ain't going to let nobody steal none of my glory. And in the midst of chaos, I'm sitting here thinking, I was just sitting here thinking, why? Because my thoughts are not God's thoughts. Oh, I did it my way. And then God says, I have a plan. God told me before you showed up, Lynn Kane, before you was found in your mama's, yeah, I knew you. I had plans for you, Lynn Kane, to be the best fighter pilot in the world. Lynn Kane, I had plans for you to be International Humanitarian Man of the Year before you was even flying a plane. Lynn Kane, I'm not trying to figure out how to get you to your destiny, because I'm the only person that has the power to change your past. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we're living for today because we're not promised tomorrow. Oh, he's the only person that's in charge of your today, your right now. And I'm winding down because I'm not going to preach you guys a sermon. He's already peeped into my destiny, into my tomorrow that hasn't even gotten here yet, and says, let me remind you, country boy, I'm not trying to figure out how to get you to what you purpose been driven to do. I just want to run you through a few obstacles because I built you to endure through the storm. You all remember he was sleeping during the storm on the ship? They wake him up, and there's a storm raging right here. When God says, peace be still, I'm still. I'm sitting at the resort in the northeast Georgia mountains listening to the birds whisper in the trees. Right below me, if you listen softly enough, I can hear the Chattahoochee River running right beneath me. So you guys, thank you so much for your prayer. I've been praying it around everybody else, but God does have a Holy Ghost bubble around me. He has a Holy Ghost bubble around Diana because it crushed three-quarters of the house while she was sitting in the back bedroom, and that's the only room that didn't get crushed. The room that I got crushed, that did get crushed, is where I normally sleep. And they said, country boy, you need to stop. You need to hurry up and slow down. You need to go to sleep. But those that snooze lose, and if I'd have been sleeping, I'd have been dead. So I could go on and on, but you guys can, just keep watching, and we'll be laughing a year from now, and they'll say, and the crazy part is that in the midst of all this chaos, somebody took my photos and started them a GoFundMe page and raising money off of my tragedy. Can you see how evil can work? But good is good is good. One more for you guys. What we do over here at the foundation, I've learned a lot from my mentor, Ron Clayton, and from Joel Griffin, who passed the baton. It's no hidden agendas over here, guys. We have no hidden agenda. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. Did you not hear Ron say we help people so that they can help other people? And then Lynn Cain comes in with his big mighty chest stuck out and calls it humbleness and says, it ain't complicated, country boys. Just treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Ron always loves to hear me say, we don't really care. We do care, but we don't really care whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. God has given you a purpose. So we're calling you out from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We want every man, every woman, every country boy, and every little girl, Ariana, little princess, special powers, opens up our show, and they call her autistic. But God says, I can use the children to confound the wise. I can use a little old country boy straight out of the northeast Georgia woods, just a little old country boy that still believes in good and still blesses people the same way that the divine creator would. Now, practice now. Keep practicing. Keep practicing. We be telling everybody, Lynn, you practice. You practice. You get better and better and better and more gooder. Do unto others. You guys, today, be kind before they do unto you. Because when we keep giving the love, the hope, and the compassion away to other people, eventually it will come right back to you, even if it does not come back from the person that you really gave it to. But truly what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of, and the Hope Foundation, we have enough love amongst us to make the world go round. And in closing, God says, remind them, country boy, I am love.
Country boy, there's something you need on the table when you go to sit down to eat tonight. Is there something you need on the table?
God bless you. Yes. God bless you, Lynn Cain. We love them. We're family. Y'all want to sing it together? We are family.
Queen got all her brothers with me.
Brought all my super friends with me.
Wonderful. Well, I am serious when I ask you that question, country boy. That's an answerable question. Is there something is there something you need on the table tonight? You got the prayers. You got the friendship. You got the love. But what else do you need to put on that table tonight?
I'll let you guys talk to Diana. You have to remember about us men of war. We're soldiers. I've slept in my car before. I've slept on concrete before. God gave me a condo, gave me four condos in the northeast Georgia mountains 38 years ago when I was still in college. I'm sitting here in one that he says the price has already been paid. Well, here's the part that nobody knows overnight, you guys. Y'all saw the tree falling now. But I spent the half of that following day, which was yesterday, day before yesterday, moving all my stuff into the storage building in back of the house. But little be knowing did I know that while I was sleeping, finally went to sleep, you guys, in a discount room that I had to remind you guys. Lynn Cain told y'all about the hotel rates. I had Rick, our travel partner, when we do Travel Tuesday, Ron, to go online and check the prices for me since my computer system was down and Georgia Power shut my power off. He said, what can I do? I said, room. I need to find a room for the night, Rick, because the insurance companies don't want to act right. They say, you just moved in and the paper's not under your name. You should have renter's insurance and boom, 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 boom. All this stuff that I didn't have. People, ain't it funny how people can always tell you what you don't have? But they weren't looking at what I did have. I got a super friend called Rick Reese. Rick, Diane and I need a room for the night. Can you do a search for me? Okay, we need a suite. Yeah, appreciate it. Hang on. He said, hang on, country. Best rooms that Rick Reese I see is like in the Stone Mountain area. Oh, that's where I lived for 30 years. Can you check on a room for me? He says, yeah, $189 a night. Well, that's for the public. I paid $79. It's called favor. It's called favor. Little be knowing did I know, while I'm loading stuff into the store and moving stuff into the storage, Rick and Diane is online booking a room. Little be knowing that I know, when I got there later that night, four doors over was a homeless veteran that I've been working with for the last 5 months. They put him up in a hotel. I've been visiting him. Did I know that I was going to be his next-door neighbor? Oh, I forgot to tell you. The refrigerator down. The power, Georgia Power, cut the power off. Oh, my God. What am I going to do with all this food? God says, the gas burner still works. I'll put you in the fire. I came out okay, y'all. But guess what? I cooked a big giant whole bag, like 6 pounds of broccoli, 6 pounds of chicken tenders already cooked, put them in a big old giant pot. Make a long story short, country, I cooked dinner and was able to feed 14 people at the hotel that night because I didn't want the food to spoil. So I just cooked it up and put it in one of the big tin pans and took it with me with some paper plates and some forks and spoons and some stuff. Oh, I had a case of water that was already in the car, so I had water for everybody. So came back that following morning, and little be knowing, somebody had broken into my storage building, had went into the house, took four TVs, my organs, my guitar. Oh, they stole my clothes, Diana's clothes, my shoes, the microwave, the toaster. They left me my dining room table and two trash cans. So last night, I got robbed, and Diana got robbed of everything that I owned. Was taken.
Oh.
So y'all keep praying. But I didn't tell y'all the end of the story. Paul Harvey was here, and he said, and now for the rest of the story. I hope I didn't depress nobody. I kept saying, wow, God, exceedingly, abundantly more than I can imagine. Do y'all know what country boys' thoughts are like when it comes to being a better world changer? If he can build the veterans some houses, do y'all think he's done with me? Do you think the tree fell up the hill instead of down the hill when it was leaning behind the hill? But he says, I'll defy gravity and make it crush your house, which don't belong to you anyway. Don't make me preach, y'all. There's a hidden blessing in every lesson. There's a lesson in every blessing. God, show me what you want me to see. I don't know where I'm going to go right now. I've never been homeless in the last 20 years. He says, keep it moving. I got some stuff in store for you while you're going through the midst of chaos. Last one for real, Lauren. I talk about people being interviewed. When you interview somebody, you ask them about their IQ. You want to know how smart I am? Skip that part. It don't get you in the front row seat in heaven. Ron, I tell you, I got more degrees than a thermometer. Put your little degrees away, country. How kind have you been? There's something called the IQ. Then most people that interview people never ask you about your EQ. How many times did you say you failed, Lynn? I heard about your activities. I heard you was great. I heard you was the best in the world. Lynn, how many times did you fail? Nobody ever asked him that. I guarantee you he failed more times than he succeeded, but nobody ever asked you that, Lynn. So don't put that part on your resume. That's your emotional. You can deal with your stuff, Ron Clayton. You understand, but did you graduate to the spirit of overstanding? And you can understand it and explain it to other people and oversee what they do. You're graduating, Ron. Your spirit is growing. Okay, Ron, you can deal with your emotions, but can you deal with Linda and Kim and country boys and your other hurt two buddies that I wouldn't call their name on the air. How well are you doing, Ron Clayton, with your emotional IQ? Emotional Q. Last one, Ron, and I'm done. He says, they never ask you about your AQ, country. What's your AQ? How well do you adjust, Lynn Kane? You're flying in the storm, Lynn. Fly higher, Lynn. Fly higher, Lynn. Now you're above the storm, Lynn. How well do you adjust and adapt to the storm, country boy? Can you endure through the storm?
Absolutely.
The race is not given to the swift. It's given to those, Lynn Kane, who endure.
That's right.
To the end.
Say that,
and he ain't
boy.
Done with you, Lynn Kane. He ain't done with you, Queen. He ain't done with you, Ron Clay. Oh, I forgot to tell you, man, I'm done. That little bitty superwoman, what's her name? Mary? Mary, Mary? O-M-G. I can't say bomb on the air, but this woman is getting ready to blow the world up with these stuff that she's coming up with. Back to you, Ron Clayton, because we're not afraid of you guys. We are super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind, but we work together, together, together to help bless humankind.
Yeah.
Well, believe it or not, country boy, you're one of those country, you're one of those humankind. So I'll ask the question again. What do you need on the table tonight? Give me a holler if you would after, okay?
Okay, I'm going to let you talk to Diana about that because I'm homegrown. I'm fine. I'm at home.
Well,
Lynn, them city folks call me organic.
You
call me what you want to me. I'm a child of God, and I ain't scared. I'm not born with a spirit of fear. He's got great things for all of us to do. We're going to endure through the storm.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
One
bless
your breath.
Yes, you are.
Hey. Stay well. Take good care. God bless.
Thank you, Len. Thank you, everyone. Like I said, country boy, give me a holler back.
Okay,
thank
I'll
you.
Call you on.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Love you, Dan. Love you, Queen.
Love you, too.
Loads of love. Bye-bye for now.